for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. 140 people are reportedly dead and many more wounded in a series of what appear to be coordinated attacks across Paris late Friday. Local media say a hostage situation is continuing at a concert hall in the French capital, adding that police believe terrorists are holding 100 hostages inside the venue. According to the Chinese embassy in Paris, there have been no reports of casualties of Chinese nationals so far. French President François Hollande, evacuated from the National Stadium, is in the Interior Ministry for an emergency meeting with Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve. Hollande announced a state of emergency across France and ordered the closure of the country's borders. He's also said that the unprecedented terrorist attacks are ongoing in Paris. Chinese President Xi Jinping left Beijing Saturday morning for the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey, at the invitation of his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. After the G20 summit, President Xi will attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting from November the 17th to the 19th in Manila, Philippines. China's central bank has welcomed a statement made by IMF chief Christine Lagarde recommending inclusion of the Chinese yuan in the special drawing rights currency basket. Lagarde said in a statement that staff experts have determined the yuan now meets the requirements to be a freely usable currency. The yuan failed to be included in the SDR in 2010 when the IMF said the currency did not meet the freely usable criteria, which was deemed as a key hurdle for the yuan joining the basket. Seen as the leading currencies of international trade, the SDR basket is currently made up of the dollar, euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. The Chinese and Laotian governments have inked an agreement on the construction of a cross-border railway. The deal, signed in Beijing on Friday, aims to boost economic cooperation and regional growth. The 400-kilometer-long railway is designed to link the two countries' border area, Mohan and Boten ports, and Laos capital. The joint investment costs 40 billion yuan, or around 6 billion U.S. dollars, with 70% of the money from China and 30% from Laos. The railway is scheduled to start operation in 2020. It'll also reach Thailand and Malaysia in the future. A landslide in eastern China has killed at least 4 people. 33 others are said to be missing. The slide struck a village in Zhejiang province on Friday night. Local officials say the affected area is an outlying area of Lishui City. A torrent of mud and rocks buried nearly 20 homes just before 11 p.m., with officials saying that rescue work began almost immediately after the slide. Only one survivor has been found in the rubble so far, and that person has been taken to hospital for treatment. Heavy rains have been reported in Lishui over the past couple of days. The U.S. military has confirmed that Islamic State executioner Jihadi John was killed in a drone strike in Syria. 27-year-old Mohammed Emwazi appeared in a video showing the beheading of an American journalist captured in Syria in 2012. He was targeted in a joint British-U.S. operation on Thursday in Raqqa, a major IS base in war-torn Syria, and the death was confirmed the following day. Analysts, however, say the impact of Emwazi's death will likely be symbolic rather than tactical for the jihadist group, as it still controls swathes of Iraq and Syria, where it's declared a caliphate and is known for widespread atrocities. The drone strike coincided with a major U.S.-backed military offensive launched in northern Iraq. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore is hosting a 24-hour live webcast from the foot of the Eiffel Tower to drum up attention for the upcoming Global Climate Summit in Paris. The climate campaigner, who helped negotiate the 1997 climate treaty that failed to control global warming, is sure this time will be different. Gore also says developing countries and emerging economies, including China, are taking climate change seriously, which will help to contribute to a successful outcome in Paris. An earthquake's been recorded off the southwestern coast of Japan, triggering a small tsunami in the southern part of Kagoshima Prefecture. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 6.7. It was centered off the coast of Kyushu and was felt at just before 6 in the morning Saturday. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the quake happened at a depth of about 10 kilometers. The tsunami was about 30 centimeters high. A tsunami warning issued after the quake has since been lifted. Japan's Nuclear Regulation Authority says no abnormalities have been detected at the Sendai nuclear plant in Kagoshima. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.